We welcome you inside Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 6 of this six-game series between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers of the Carolina League South against their intra-division opponents today and the host of today's game, the Salem Red Sox. Hello, everyone. Tyler Katz joined with you for today's game as Fayetteville looks to take four in a row to take the series over Salem after the Red Sox won the first two games of the series. Fayetteville enters today's game with a record of 12-13, sitting in fourth place in the Carolina League South, while the Salem Red Sox enter with a record of 11-14, fifth place in the Carolina League North, four games back on the now division-leading Down East Wood Ducks. Wood Ducks were able to take advantage of a four-game winning streak for the Fredericksburg Nationals, while the Carolina Mudcats and Delmarva Shorebirds beat up on each other. So Down East now leading the Carolina League North. That being said, we'll take a look at the starting lineups first for the visitors and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Leading things off, the right fielder Tyler Whitaker. Batting second, the designated hitter Ryan Clifford. Batting third, the shortstop Narbe Cruz. Batting fourth, the left fielder John Garcia. Batting fifth, the third baseman Ricardo Ballo. Batting sixth, the first baseman Luis Encarnacion. Batting seventh, the center fielder Jackson Lofton. Batting eighth, the catcher Sandro Gaston. And batting ninth, the second baseman Leosteni Molina. On the mound today for Fayetteville, number 27, the right-handed pitcher Jose Fleury. For the Red Sox, Roman Anthony is welcomed back to the lineup as he leads things off in the designated hitter role. Batting second, the right fielder Miguel Blaze. Batting third, at third base, Cutter Coffey. Batting fourth at shortstop, Luis Ravello. Batting fifth in center field, Alan Castro. Sixth, catcher Ronald Rosario. And the back third of the lineup, batting seventh at first base, Yorberto Mexicano. Eighth, left fielder Carson Simas. And rounding out the Salem batting order, the second baseman Abram Liendo. Starting on the mound today for Salem, left-handed arm number 29, Noah Dean. Dean versus Fleury in today's game. As we're on a bit of a delayed start, first pitch today was expected and scheduled for 3:05 p.m. A little bit of rain here in the Roanoke Valley has delayed that start by just about an hour and a half. 4:30 is now the expected start time for today's game. Weather is starting to clear up, still mostly cloudy, but it looks like the rain is gone for a decent amount of time, and we should be able to play nine innings of baseball from Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's Bark at the Park Day in the series finale. Salem looks to salvage a series split. Fayetteville looks to return home with a series win over Salem. Well, we'll take a short break. This has been the Salem Red Sox pregame show. When we come back, first pitch and more as we get this series finale underway between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox. Coming up next on MILB TV, Bally Live, and SalemRedSox.com. just moments away from first pitch today, this afternoon. 4:30, the expected start time with a bit of warm-ups. It's going to be more like 4:32 at this point. As we'll take a look at Salem's starting pitcher, Noah Dean, the lefty on the mound. An 0-1 record on the season with an 8.31 ERA. An 8 2/3 innings pitch has struck out 18. As they have the play ball announcement, we're about ready to go. Noah Dean, the fifth round draft pick in the most recent MLB draft in 2022 by the Boston Red Sox, out of Old Dominion over in Norfolk, Virginia, on the eastern side, more so southeastern side, very close to that North Carolina border. So Dean, the former Old Dominion Monarch turned Salem Red Sox on the mound today. Last saw him on April 29th, started game two of a doubleheader in Delmarva. Did not survive an inning, allowed two hits, two runs, as he took the loss in his only decision of the season. Andrews with an 8.31 ERA. Just making his third appearance and third start at Salem Memorial Ballpark this season. Dean made his professional debut here at this ballpark earlier this season. Did not spend any time in the Florida Complex League, making the immediate jump from Old Dominion, the NCAA, up to the Carolina League in single-A baseball. Tyler Whitaker leads things off for Fayetteville as we're about ready to play baseball here in Salem, Virginia. Dean, the left-handed arm, sets and fires to a right-handed batter a bit too far inside. Ball one as first pitch is recorded at 4:32 p.m. A delay about an hour and 27 minutes. Swing and a miss for Whitaker for strike one. One ball, one strike. Salem today wearing red uniforms with white pants. It's the 1-1, misses downstairs. Red Sox in navy blue written across the front with a white outline. Similar on the back, navy blue numbers with a white outline. And the Salem Red Sox logo adorning the left sleeve. 2-1 comes inside for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Meanwhile, Fayetteville in an all-gray uniform look today with a black stripe going down the side of the pants. Black numbers on the front and back. Fayetteville written in script across the front. Called strike on a 92-mile-per-hour fastball will put the Whitaker count full. Dean, fastball sits right around the mid-90s. Payoff pitch, fouled off a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. He's reportedly hit 100 miles per hour before. Haven't seen that quite yet. Breaking ball is around 77 to 81 miles per hour. Had a changeup, but he rarely ever threw it with Old Dominion. There's called strike three on an outside part of the plate. Fastball gets Whitaker looking. He was about to walk towards first base after the 3-1 pitch that was called a strike, then gets rung up looking a pitch later. Ryan Clifford, the designated hitter, the next batter for the Woodpeckers. One thing about the Woodpeckers' uniforms that I think goes unnoticed by many, as there's a called strike down the heart of the plate, 79-mile-per-hour breaking ball, is that on the, that would be the right sleeve of the Woodpeckers' jerseys. Hang on a second, ground ball back up the middle, diving grab by Liendo, turnaround throw to first, got him! Abram Liendo had a great day over at third base yesterday. He continues making the plays at second today. What a diving stop by Abram Liendo. And to turn around and fire towards first, Roberto Mexicano, the first baseman today, making the catch as it brings up Narbe Cruz with two gone. ball inside. But I was mentioning on the right sleeve of the Fayetteville jerseys is a grayscale American flag. And that's a more so military-style patch. 1-0, hammer towards left field, hooking foul. Seamus gives chase. We'll look up and watch it sail over the wall in foul territory. Hard hit and very long strike number one for Cruz. But Fayetteville, the home to Fort Bragg in North Carolina, the military base. Ball upstairs on an 83-mile-per-hour changeup. There's that pitch he's been developing so far. And Fort Bragg garnered national attention back in, I believe it was 2016. Foul ball hooks back, keeps the count at 2-2. For the Fort Bragg game over 4th of July weekend when the Marlins took on the Braves on an active military base and the only MLB game to take place in the state of North Carolina. 2-2, fouled off yet again. Another 94-mile-per-hour fastball spoiled away by Cruz. Cruz, the Havana, Cuba native. Split last season between the two FCL teams. Broken bat. Foul ball up the left field line. That one just split in half. A shard of the bat goes up to the third base coach's box. Ricky Rivera, the manager of the Woodpeckers, will hand deliver it to one of the Red Sox bat boys. Either way, it's still a 2-2 count to Cruz. 2-2 inside, appeal down. No swing on a check swing from Cruz. Last series against Down East went 2-for-17. Right-handed batter will take a pitch inside, and it's a two-out walk as Narbe Cruz works the count full and then draws the walk, a runner aboard for Fayetteville. John Garcia, the left fielder, born in Santiago, Dominican Republic, but a native of the Bronx, New York, was a 19th-round draft pick by Houston. Dean sets, fires, called strike on a 92-mile-per-hour fastball that finds the zone. Oh, one pickoff back to first. Cruz couldn't get back there. The hand never touched the bag. Easy tag for Yorberto Mexicano as Narbe Cruz picked off at first. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for Fayetteville. Salem gets its first chance with a bat in its hands when we come back on MILB TV and Bally Live. Bottom of the first inning about to get underway. a bit more on the starting pitcher for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, Jose Fleury. Fleury appeared earlier this series against Salem, pitching four innings of relief, only allowing a single hit while striking out eight. Fleury was dominant on the mound as he takes on Roman Anthony to begin his day. Anthony swings and misses on an 89-mile-per-hour pitch from Fleury. Currently tied for sixth in the Carolina League in strikeouts, with 28. Frank Mazzucato of the Columbia Fireflies ranks first in the CL. Ball upstairs taken by the left-handed batter, Anthony. Fireflies visit Salem next, starting on Tuesday. Called strike on a 76-mile-per-hour pitch. The 1-2 flared off foul up the third base side into the seats. Well graded, Fleury has a 60-grade changeup, which is the highest-ranked changeup in the entire Houston Astros minor league system. Ball downstairs will miss, evens the count to 2-2. From La Vega, Dominican Republic, fourth largest city in the country. Got it. 2-2, spoiled off foul, hooking back and out of play. La Vega, Dominican Republic, has a bit of Houston Astros connection as Fleury trying to make it to the Astros. Former Astros infielder Jonathan Villar from La Vega. Foul off into the screen, and hang on a second, a sneaky hitter-pitcher battle. That's seven pitches so far to the first batter of the inning, Roman Anthony, with pitch number 8 on the way. Downstairs, and ball 3. 8 pitches have come and gone as Jose Fleury has had a tough time getting rid of Roman Anthony. Almost at double-digit pitches. Number 8 is flared into left field, and Roman Anthony wins the battle. Was out for a little while with a illness, but is back in the lineup as the designated hitter and singles to left. Salem gets its first base runner of the ball game as it brings up Miguel Blaise. Blaise, the starting right fielder today. First pitch, a balk for Jose Fleury. He only allowed one hit in four relief innings back on the first game of this series on May 2nd. That was last Tuesday. And now with his first base runner in Roman Anthony, he balks on the first offering to Miguel Blaise. First true pitch to Blaise will miss downstairs for ball 1. Something that's been really interesting to me is that balks are the same at every level. 1-0, hooks foul and out of play. Now, the definition of a balk does not change whether you're playing Little League or Major League Baseball. We've seen a lot of balks this Carolina League season, and I just wonder if it's a stricter umpiring crew. You don't see that many in the college game. 1-1, a ball outside. Make it a 2-1 count. You know, where I grew up and watching minor league ball, the closest team to me was the High A Jupiter Hammerheads. I went out to a couple games, and there weren't as nearly as many balks as we've seen this season. Foul ball back will keep the count 2-2. Hammerheads at the time were high A, but now the same level as both the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox in single A in the Florida State League. 2-2 inside. We'll put the count full to Blaze, as the Red Sox have done a really good job of working Fleury's pitch count up. Now up to 14. With Anthony standing at second base in scoring position with nobody out. Payoff pitch upstairs, and Miguel Blaze will draw a walk. Big opportunity here for the Red Sox to strike first. Got a lot of opportunities yesterday. Just couldn't bring many around to score. Fayetteville took yesterday's game by a score of 5-3, in which a two-error play, or a error on one play, scored two runs for the Woodpeckers, I should say. Allowed three runs to score that inning in what ended up being a 5-3 ball game. First pitch to Cutter Coffey, a called strike at 77 outside. 10 runners left on base last night for Salem compared to just 5 for Fayetteville. Coffey in yesterday's game was the leadoff batter, walked 3 times in a 1-for-2 performance. 0-1, high and tight for Coffey. Right-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher. Native to Bakersfield, California, was a Texas Longhorn commit prior to his selection by the Red Sox in the second round. 1-1. High pop-up, foul hooking out of play. Thinking about giving a chase was Encarnacion, the first baseman for the Woodpeckers, but decides against it. As instead, a young fan will come away with a souvenir. And he's pumped up and fired up about it, too. Coffey waits on a 1-2 as Fleury takes a look back towards second. Runners go on a pitch inside. No throw by Gastone, but Coffey is rung up looking on the play. A bit of a sacrifice as Coffey strikes out. It's strikeout 29 on the season for Jose Fleury, but Blaze and Anthony both get a stolen base. Runners at second and third for Luis Ravello. Ravello in the series against Delmarva last week went 5-for-13. Watches a pitch skip in the dirt for ball one. But hit two home runs at Arthur W. Perdue Stadium up in Salisbury, Maryland. Four home runs, two walks, two strikeouts that series. Yesterday, Ravello going 2-for-5. 1-0 ball downstairs. Two balls and no strikes to Ravello. This season batting .282 on the season. Two home runs mentioned, both of those coming in the last series against the Shorebirds on the road. 2-0, big cut and miss. 2-1 the new count. Sun is finally shining through here in Salem. Bouncing ball will get all the way back to the screen. In to score comes Roman Anthony. To third goes Miguel Blaze, and Salem on a wild pitch will take a 1-0 lead. That's a typical opponent you would think of Virginia Tech playing in any sport. But Bowling Green makes the visit to Blacksburg. That game went in a weather delay. Reports right now are showing that the weather much worse over in the New River Valley than it is in Salem here. As we're seeing blue skies, there are reports of thunderstorms just about a 40-minute drive away in Blacksburg. A quick readjustment of the belt and jersey for Fleury. 3-2 to Liendo. Hammered towards right field, but foul. and it will hit the Fayetteville team bus down the right field line. But Virginia Tech Baseball and Bowling Green went into a weather delay at around 2:37. So about 2.5 hour rain delay so far in Blacksburg. We'll do the payoff pitch once more from Fleury. Runners go on a grounder foul up the first baseline. That game, by the way, between the Falcons and the Hokies, tied at zero in the top of the first. The game was delayed when Bowling Green had runners at the corners with nobody out. We'll see if the runners go again. They do not. On a foul ball popped up over to the third base side. Ballo underneath it will reach up and make the catch. A foul out to third. Will go for the first out of the inning. Abram Liendo pops out to Ricardo Ballo in foul territory. Back to the top of the batting order for Salem. Roman Anthony single to lead off the bottom of the first inning. Later came around to score in that frame as well. First offering to Anthony upstairs, ball one. Roman Anthony, the native to West Palm Beach, Florida, grew up and spent his later teenage years in Parkland, attended Stoneman Douglas High School. Ball upstairs and inside. Wild pitch gets away. Each runner takes another bag, so Carson Simas advances up to second base. Gilberto Mexicano will take third on a wild pitch. Haven't had the opportunity yet to this season, but I've been meaning to talk to Roman Anthony. So we're both from around the same area. From a small town in Florida called Davie. He's from Parkland, Florida. Ball downstairs. The two cities separated by about 15 miles. Not too far of a drive at all. 3-0. Predictable take from Anthony on a fastball that catches its own. 3-1. The good news for Fleury is that first base is now open, so there is room at the end. He does have that flexibility to walk Anthony, but then you have to take on Miguel Blase with one out and the bases loaded. 3-1. This one's hit towards right field. Hooking, fair ball. In to score, Gilberto Mexicano. Right behind him, Carson Simas. It's a stand-up 2-RBI double for Roman Anthony. 4-0, Salem Sox. Big hit for Roman Anthony. And the hits keep coming and coming for Salem. Third hit of the inning. First extra base hit of the day for either side. Waggle of the bat, pitch a ball inside to Miguel Blase. Blase drew a walk his last time up. He was the victim of being doubled up at third base on a pop-up in foul territory by Alan Castro. 1-0, chopper to third. Ballo will pick it up. Was it made? It was. So Roman Anthony is tagged out, heading for third, as Blase will reach on a fielder's choice. And I think this is something that will more come with time and his time in the minor leagues. But Anthony's got to know to pause a little bit off of second base on that ground ball and wait for Ballo to deliver the throw to first before advancing to third. Time called here is Ricky Rivera, has seen enough from his young stud Jose Fleury, and will take the ball from him. You're watching on MILB TV or Bally Live a replay of that two RBI double for Roman Anthony. It was just hooking and then lands in fair territory by about 4 feet or so. Jose Fleury, who was so dominant in a relief appearance back on Tuesday night, will now get the ball taken. It brings up Brian Perez. Perez, an undrafted free agent out of Glendale Community College, born in Santiago, Dominican Republic, will be making the relief appearance here in the bottom of the second inning. Last saw Perez on Tuesday night pitch an inning and two-thirds, allowed 3 hits, 2 walks, and 5 runs to score in what ended up being a 12-2 decision in favor of the Salem Sox. Perez trying to avenge that appearance. He enters with a less than ideal 15.43 ERA in 4 2/3 innings pitched. Has struck out 4 batters this season while walking 6. So Perez takes over on the mound for the Woodpeckers. Again, undrafted free agent. Last season spent 17 games with the Florida Complex League Astros Blue Team. Pitched in 17 games, a 3-1 record with a save and a 2.92 ERA. Single A in the Carolina League has not been as kind to him. Cutter Coffey stands in with 2 outs and a runner at first. Runner goes on a pitch outside. Gaston can't handle the transfer, and it's an easy stolen base for Miguel Blaze. Second stolen base of the day for Blaze as he stole one in the first. Now he has one here in the second. Perez kicks the leg, fires semi-sidearm action as a pop-up over to the first base side and into the glove of Luis Encarnacion. That will end the inning on a pop-up in foul territory. Well, 3 runs score for the Red Sox off 3 hits, 2 errors in the field, and 1 runner left on base for Salem. 4-0 Sox as we head to the third on MILB TV and Bally Live. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Jackson Lofton leads off the inning for the Woodpeckers, takes a pitch upstairs for ball one. Well, it's the top of the third inning, which means it's time for another edition of our third inning trivia here in the broadcast booth. Foul ball back into the screen. We'll make it a 1-1 count. As always, if you know the answer to the trivia question or just want to give it your best shot, you can tweet in your answers using the hashtag SalemSoxBroadcast on Twitter. And so we can find you and give you your Salem Sox Broadcast brownie points. 1-1 fouled off by Lofton. Today's question is in the category of Salem Red Sox history. Not the big boys up in Boston. Salem Red Sox history. And I'm feeling generous today. I'm going to make it a multiple choice. 1-2 ball upstairs will make it a 2-2 count. Prior to joining the Carolina League, what was the last league of the team here in Salem? Called strike three on Lofton on a pitch inside. That's now three consecutive strikeouts dating back to last inning for Noah Dean and his fourth overall as it brings up Sandro Gaston. So again, your question is, prior to joining the Carolina League, what league was Salem in last? Is it A, the Virginia League? Ball inside to Gaston. B, the Piedmont League. C, the Appalachian League. Or D, the Southeast League. Fly ball hit towards center. Castro gets closer to the warning track as the wind may have taken that one. Castro kept getting further back and back, but makes the catch in center is Castro. So again, prior to joining the Carolina League, what league was Salem in last? A, Virginia League. B, Piedmont League. C, Appalachian League. Or D, the Southeast League. You know the answer, I just want to take a guess. Hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast on Twitter. First pitch to Leo Steady Molina. Swing and miss for strike one. 92 mile per hour fastball from Dean. It's looked really good on the mound today for Salem. Fly ball hit over towards left field. Seamus gives chase, but it's going to drop in the gap. It's two bases for Molina as he'll stop there with a two-out stand-up double. The nine-hole batter for Fayetteville gets an extra base hit, only the second hit of the day for the Woodpeckers, and it starts a bit of a rally. Our two-out rally, if it goes in Fayetteville's favor, back to the top of the order for Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker waits on the first offering. Foul ball that just hits off the plate. Two outs here in the top of the third on our trivia third inning. Haven't had a correct answer since Tuesday, trying to break that streak. 0-1 swung on and missed for strike two. Whitaker, it seemed like he almost knew he shouldn't have swung and didn't follow through. It was more or less a half-hearted swing. Yeah. 0-2 delivery, ball downstairs. Noah Dean will have to reset and do it again. Fayetteville wearing their gray uniforms. I've only done so twice this series on the two games where the Red Sox are wearing red and they can't wear their DeVille uniforms. Ball downstairs. Whitaker has worked the count even for him. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs with a runner at second. Leo Steny Molina takes a small lead off of second base in a 4-0 ball game in favor of Salem. Two fouled off. Hooks into the seats. coming up next, these two teams will diverge, not to meet again unless they meet in the Carolina Championship Series at season's end. 2-2, fouled off, out of play. This is the final meeting this season between these two teams. Woodpeckers don't return to Salem. Salem doesn't go to Fayetteville. Woodpeckers return home to take on the Kannapolis Cannonballers at Segra Park. 2-2 ball downstairs. Count is full for Whitaker. Meanwhile, Salem continues its 12-game homestand, welcoming in the Columbia Fireflies on Tuesday night. 7:05 first pitch. 3-2 payoff pitch. Inside ball four. Tyler Whitaker draws a walk. Second walk surrendered today by Dean. There are runners at first and second for the designated hitter, Ryan Clifford. First two batters of this inning were retired in order when Jackson Lofton struck out and Sandro Gaston flew out to center. Clifford waits on the first pitch outside and low. Clifford, the fourth-ranked prospect in the Astros organization, according to MLB.com. Pitch low again. Clifford has watched two go by. Grew up in Cary, North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh. 11th round draft pick by the Astros. Vanderbilt commit prior to signing with the Astros over the summer. He'll swing and miss for strike one. Currently on a four-game hitting streak that started on game two of this series on May 3rd. 2-1 down the heart of the plate, strike two. Clifford today is 0-for-1 with a ground out to second base back in the first inning. First and second are the Woodpeckers. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that gets Dean out of the inning with his fifth strikeout of the ballgame. Clifford goes down on strikes, no runs, one hit. No errors, two runners left on base. We'll be back for the bottom of the third and our trivia answer and trivia winners when we come back on MILB TV and Valley Live. 4-0 Sox, mid three. We welcome you back here to Salem. Luis Ravello, Alan Castro, and Ronald Rosario due up this inning as a new pitcher on the mound for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Taking the ball is right-handed arm Brett Gillis. Swing and a miss. A foul tip make it for Ravello for strike one. Ninth round draft pick by the Houston Astros. At a Portland University, 0-1 and called strike on the outside part of the plate. Is making his season debut. Pitched in two games in Fayetteville last season. As Ravello swings and misses, it's a three-pitch strikeout for Gillis. The one interesting note about Brett Gillis coming in here is that Brian Perez, who came in to get out of a jam in the previous inning, only pitched to one batter in Cutter Coffee before being pulled from the ballgame. Ball comes inside, make it a 1-0 count for Alan Castro, the next batter. He popped out in foul territory to the third baseman, Ricardo Ballo. Another ball downstairs. Gillis was added to the Fayetteville roster on Cinco de Mayo, so a really recent addition. Pitched four seasons at the University of Portland for the Pilots. Fouled off for strike one goes Castro. Had a 12-7 record at Portland with a 3.08 ERA. Was the West Coast Conference Pitcher of the Year in 2022. Swinging a foul ball back for strike two. Fellow Astros organizationer shortstop Chad Stevens, who now plays for the Asheville Tourist, another member of the organization that went to University of Portland. Ball outside, Gillis misses, three balls, two strikes. About an hour into this ball game as Castro fouls off a full count pitch. Full count, second batter of the inning that Brett Gillis is facing. He struck out Luis Ravello in three pitches, but Castro sends a ride to one towards center field. Lofton has a read, will range over, reach up and make the catch. Two up, two down here in the bottom of the third. Which, by the way, will take you to our trivia answer. Our question today was about the Salem Red Sox and which league was Salem in prior to joining the Carolina League. Was it A, Virginia League, B, Piedmont League, C, Appalachian League, or D, the Southeast League? Rosario takes the first pitch, spiked into the dirt for ball one. And today, we do have a correct answer. IT Photo Guy on Twitter correctly responded using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast with C, Appalachian League. Another ball to Rosario. So that is one Salem Sox Broadcast brownie point to IT Photo Guy. Fly ball hit out towards right field. This has the makings of trouble as it hits off the base of the wall. Rosario will pull into second base. He is 2-for-2 today, a single in the second inning, a double here in the third. Does Salem have something cooking with Yorberto Mexicano coming to the plate? Big opportunity here for the Red Sox with a runner in scoring position, but there are two outs. foul ball hooks back and into section 305 of seats. Kind of took a weird bounce, hit off the railing, and made a very interesting clang before rolling back onto the staircase. 0-1 to Mexicano, offering finds the zone inside for strike two. 81 mile per hour pitch from Gillis. Two big pitch here for Gillis as he looks back towards second and fires a check swing down low. Appeal down, no swing, says the field umpire Shane Sullivan. Feel like catchers more and more often see the bat come off the shoulders, and that's all it takes to ask for an appeal. One, two, swung on and missed as Mexicano goes down on strikes. Two strikeouts in the inning for Brett Gillis. We're through three innings of play, still 4-0. Red Sox on top of the Woodpeckers. We'll be back on MILB TV and Bally Live. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. First offering to Narbe Cruz is fouled off and into the seats as Noah Dean begins his fourth inning of work. He's looked really good today, has picked off two batters, struck out five, only allowing two base hits so far, as the second pitch to Cruz will slightly brush him off the plate with a ball low and inside. From Dean, another pitch, nearly same location. Fastball low and in for ball two. Swing and a fly ball towards left. It drops in for a hit. Narbe Cruz, a leadoff single for Fayetteville. Woodpeckers trying to at least get something on the board as they trail 4-0 to Salem. John Garcia led off the second inning with a single. He now bats with nobody out and a runner on here in the top of the fourth. Dean, another pickoff towards first. And perhaps a bit of a tell there. Typically when a pitcher accepts a sign, it's a very subtle nod of the head. Dean made it a very obvious nod of the head, almost to make it too obvious to Narbe Cruz before the pickoff attempt. Ball upstairs will make it a 1-0 count. keep an eye on that head motion, as it may be a tell for a Noah Dean pickoff. Called strike on a pitch inside, 92 mile per hour fastball. Garcia doesn't like the call. A look over, 1-1 delivery. Ball outside. Two-one to John Garcia. Ricardo Ballo, a really dangerous hitter for the Woodpeckers, stands on deck. Inside yet again. A 3-1 count for John Garcia, with Narbe Cruz standing at first in a 4-0 ballgame. 3-1, flared off foul behind home plate into the glove of Ronald Rosario as he takes a look over to first base to see Narbe Cruz standing still. Garcia pops up in foul territory to the catcher as it brings up Ricardo Ballo. Ballo struck out swinging in his lone at-bat of the day back in the second inning. Pickoff back to first base. Didn't see that nod of the head from Noah Dean that time. Ballo came into this series batting 365, worked it up to around 450. And after a 4-for-4 performance two nights ago, has gone 0-for-5. Ball upstairs, or Noah Dean puts a 1-0 count on the scoreboard. Look back over to first, 1-0 delivery upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. One away. Cruz standing at first base. Follow the right-handed batter, taking on the left-handed arm in Dean. High pop-up, shallow right field. Camping underneath it is Liendo, but gives it up for the charging Miguel Blaze. Blaze must have been screaming for Liendo to get out of the way, because Blaze is the one who ends up making the catch. A pop out to the right fielder Miguel Blaze for out number two of the inning. It brings up Luis Encarnacion. He struck out swinging in his lone at bat. He offers a big hack at an 83 mile per hour changeup for strike one. Oh, 1 just fouled off. Well, as we begin our season here in the Carolina League across minor league baseball and major league baseball, things are just starting to heat up in college baseball, as right around the corner are the conference tournaments, regionals, super regionals, and the College World Series will be here before we know it. Pickoff back to first. Back in safely is Cruz. And right after the College World Series, the All-Star break for Major League Baseball, which means the MLB draft, where we find out which new players will be joining us in the Carolina League. Grounder in fair territory, picked up by Dean. Throw on to first, athletic play from Noah Dean. The throw on to Mexicano was in time. Mid-4, Fayetteville leaves a man on. 4-0, Salem Sox in front. As we head to the bottom half of the inning next on MILB TV and Bally Live. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Carson Seamus steps into the batter's box today, 0-for-0, drawing a walk in his only plate appearance so far today. He takes the first pitch for a called strike from Brett Gillis. Gillis already the third pitcher used today by Fayetteville. After Jose Fleury started, Brian Perez came in to record one out and literally one batter, as we'll get a pitch clock violation here, an automatic ball against Seamus, against Gillis in favor of Seamus, one ball, one strike on the pitch clock violation. 1-1 inside, put it at 2-1. For Fayetteville, the starting pitcher, Jose Fleury, going an inning and two-thirds, allowed four hits, four runs, walking three and striking out one. Fly ball for Seamus out to right. It's an easy catch for Whitaker out in right field. For the first out of the inning, bringing up Abram Liendo. Brian Perez came in for quite literally one batter. Recorded an out, that was the end of the inning. As that led into the bottom of the third for Brett Gillis, who's been pitching ever since and is an out away from tying Jose Fleury's distance in terms of outs recorded. Swing and a miss for Liendo for strike one. Liendo 0-for-1 today, fouled out to third. So he'll take a ball upstairs, 77 mile per hour breaking ball from Gillis, can't find the zone. A ball and a strike. Ball downstairs, two balls, one strike. Was talking a little bit about it yesterday. Although it's the start of the baseball season, it's the end of the hockey and basketball seasons. And action currently going on in those playoffs. 2-1, a called strike upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Well, last night, the LA Lakers dominating the Golden State Warriors by 30 points. Lakers now lead that series 2-1. Ball low and outside, full count to Liendo. Base is empty and one out. Today, the Celtics holding a 2-1 series lead over the 76ers. Game 4 currently underway. Swing and a miss, and Liendo will go down on strikes. There are two away on the third strikeout for Gillis today. Back to the top of the order for Roman Anthony, who's 2-for-2 with a single and a double. But the Celtics and 76ers tied at 96 points each with 5:25 remaining in the fourth quarter. First pitch to Anthony, high and tight, ball one. Right-handed arm against the left-handed batter. Later tonight in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets look to take a 3-1 series lead on the Phoenix Suns. That game is in Phoenix at 8 o'clock. Other series in the NBA, the Miami Heat hold a 2-1 series lead over the New York Knicks. Another ball to Anthony, two balls and no strikes. Meanwhile, in the NHL, the most interesting series currently underway, a called strike to Anthony. The Carolina Hurricanes, after dominating the New Jersey Devils 5-1 and 6-1, are now trailing halfway through the third period. That's timeout called by Anthony. The Devils lead the Hurricanes 7-4 with 10 minutes remaining in the game. Only player with more than one goal in that game, Jack Hughes of the Devils. Swing and a miss for Anthony will make it 2-2. Later tonight at 6:30, game 3 between the Maple Leafs and the Panthers. Panthers lead that series 2-0 and get to play on home ice in Sunrise, Florida. Ball downstairs. Sunrise, a town over from Roman Anthony's hometown, or where he went to high school in Parkland. And then at the end of the night, at 9:30. Game 3 between the Stars and the Kraken. First second-round game ever played from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle. That series is tied at 1 apiece. 3-2, hit over to third, picked up by Ballo. Throw on to first. Beats Anthony by a couple of steps. A 5-3 ground out ends the inning. No runs, no hits. Errors nor left on base. Fayetteville comes up to bat next in the top of the fifth. 4-0, Salem leading on MILB TV and Bally Live. Back to baseball from Salem. Noah Dean returns for his fifth inning of work. If he can finish it, he would be qualified for the win, in which would be his first win this season, if the lead holds and if he can finish this inning. Ball downstairs. Of course, a lot of baseball left to play. High fly ball, shallow center field. Second baseman Liendo is the one to reach up and make the catch for the first out of the inning. Brings up the catcher, Sandro Gaston, 0-for-1 today with a fly out to center field. Defensively for Salem, it's Seamus, Castro, and Blaise in the outfield. Coffey, Ravello, Liendo, and Mexicano from left to right in the infield. Dean the pitcher, and Rosario the catcher making up the battery. Ball for Gaston. Swing and a miss. 90 mile per hour fastball from Dean, who's looked really good on the mound today, has only allowed 3 hits, one of which for extra bases. Big cut and miss by Gaston yet again. Gaston has a lot of power, but swings the bat really hard and comes up empty on a lot of attempts. Ball and 2 strikes. Wind up and pitch upstairs. Gaston calling his shot by motioning with his hand that it was a bit upstairs. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wind up and pitch for Dean, fouled off. Gaston looking to get just the 4th base hit for Fayetteville today. Only 3 hits so far. 2-2, ball downstairs and inside. Noah Dean can't find the zone on the 5th offering to Gaston. Full count with 1 away. Leostenny Molina stands on deck for the Woodpeckers. Payoff pitch, grounded foul off the 3rd baseline. Dean can keep up the effort. He's putting himself as a case for player of the game. This is a really dangerous Fayetteville offense that has been shut down for the most part so far by the lefty Dean. New Jersey native playing in his first professional season. Payoff pitch, ball outside, and Gastone will draw a one out walk. Third walk surrendered today by Dean as it brings up Leo Stani Molina. Molina today 1-for-1 with a double. First pitch swinging on a foul ball, hooking back behind home plate, and will land on a fan's seat who got up to avoid the foul ball. And she'll end up coming up with it. Gets a bit of an ovation from the crowd here. Strike one is a souvenir for a fan. 0-1, called strike right at the letters upstairs. On what has ended up being a pretty good crowd for the weather we had earlier today. O2 delivery, hit in the air towards right field. It drops in for a base hit. Miguel Blaise receives it. The Woodpeckers play station to station. Runners at first and second. After a pop out to second base, Gastone walks. Molina now singles and is 2-for-2. Gastone advances to second. Two runners aboard. It's Tyler Whitaker coming to the plate. Day off for both teams tomorrow before starting a new series. Swing and a miss for Whitaker for strike one as the Woodpeckers back to the top of the order. The Kannapolis Cannonballers making a trip to Fayetteville coming up next. Salem stays here at home to take on the Columbia Fireflies. 0-1 missing inside. One ball, one strike on a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. First and second are the Woodpeckers trying to scratch across their first run of the ball game as Whitaker takes another ball inside on another fastball from Dean. Best opportunity the Woodpeckers have had today is there's only one out in the inning. Chance for a double play with forces at first, second, or third. 2-1, fouled off for strike two. Ducking for cover was Ryan Clifford in the on-deck circle. Was nearly hit by the foul ball and more or less used his bat to cower around. As it hit the backstop behind him and nearly ricocheted in. 2-2 to Whitaker. Dean lifts the leg and fires on a short ground ball to second. Picked up by Liendo. The only play is at first for the out. No, did he get him at second? He did. It's a force three double play. Turning two are the Red Sox for the 16th time this season. Big double play to get Salem out of the jam. We had bottom five, Salem leading 4-0 on MILB TV and Bally Live. Dale Blaise leads off the inning as a 4-3 double play ends the inning in the last frame, keeping Fayetteville off the scoreboard. No runs, one hit, no errors, and a runner left on base in the previous frame as Blaise singles through the left side. Miguel Blaise, his first hit of the day, is in left field, pulling one past the shortstop third base gap. Brings up Cutter Coffey, looking for his first hit of the day. He struck out looking and popped up in foul territory to the first baseman Encarnacion back in the second. He's had two innings off and comes back up to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. Pick off back to first, but back in safe and standing is Blaise. Noah Dean has looked really good on the mound for Salem today. However, he has 88 pitches. As the ball gets behind the plate, losing it is Gaston. He doesn't know where the ball is. Finally finds it. And up to third base goes Miguel Blaise on a two-base pass ball. By the way, my apologies, forgot to mention a pitching change for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Alimber Senta, who is the starting pitcher back on Tuesday, now gets the nod in relief today. Pitch from Senta, called a strike downstairs. Pitch just two-thirds of an inning, allowed two hits, three runs, walking three batters in his start. Now carrying an ERA of 8.62. Foul ball for Coffey is ripped towards the Salem dugout. Looks like everyone's okay. Ball and two strikes, infield is in. Coffey swings and misses, a strikeout for Senta. Coffey goes down on strikes for the second time today as it brings up Luis Ravello. So Limber Senta on a called strike outside. By the way, that will be ruled as a Miguel Blaise stolen base. So it's his 11th of the season and third of the day, advancing to third on the wild pitch. 0-1 swing and a miss by Ravello. Salem can't seem to get wood on the pitches from Alimber Senta. After shelling him for three runs in the first inning of Tuesday's game. 0-2, missing. Just a bit outside. One ball, two strikes, 78 mile per hour breaking ball from Senta. Wind up and pitch from the righty. Swung on and missed. Frustrated with himself is Ravello, who will walk back to the dugout. It's back-to-back K's for Alimber Senta. Alan Castro now tasked with trying to bring in Miguel Blaise from third, who reached third base with nobody out the inning after back-to-back strikeouts. It's now in question of whether Blaise will score or not here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch inside to Castro for ball one. Quick update from the NBA. The Boston Celtics and Philadelphia 76ers are tied at 109, heading to overtime in game four of their series. 1-0, ball too far upstairs, two balls and no strikes. Gaston death stares Blaise back to third. Four nothing, Salem leading Bottom five. Swing and a grounder foul, 2-1 count. A look around the Carolina League. Final score as the Carolina Mudcats defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds 7-3 earlier today. Augusta takes down Kannapolis 8-7. Green Jackets improve to 12-14. 2-1 called a strike outside. Meanwhile, Kannapolis, the team that Fayetteville plays next, falls to 13-12. The late start rain out in Fredericksburg as Down East and the Nationals playing their series finale. Grounder to third, picked up by Encarnacion, an easy play as he steps on first himself. No runs on one hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. Salem leaves Blaze at third. They still lead 4-0 as we head to the sixth inning on MILB TV and Bally Live. We welcome you back here to Salem, top of the sixth inning, and Fayetteville hopes that it can get past a new pitcher. Ball downstairs from Johnny Felix, the native originally from San Francisco de Macorís, Dominican Republic. 1-0 called strike inside. Felix attending Western Oklahoma State Junior College prior to being drafted or signing as an undrafted free agent in July of 2021. Ball outside to Clifford. Felix was drafted, but back in 2019. Swing and a miss for Clifford makes it 2-2. Fastball from Felix at 93. He was drafted in 2019 by the Miami Marlins in the 19th round. Decided not to sign, instead going to college. Ball too far upstairs. Last appeared back on May 3rd in game 2 of this series against the Woodpeckers. Pitched 2 innings, allowed 3 hits, 2 runs, including 1 long ball. Called strike 3 inside. Ryan Clifford, who's riding a 4-game hitting streak, will go down on strikes to lead off the 6th inning. Narbe Cruz, the next batter, 1-for-1 today, a walk and a single. Johnny Felix trying to work down his ERA, which so far this season, hang on, fly ball, base hit into left field. It will roll into the glove of Carson Semus. Second base hit of the day for Narve Cruz. Brings up John Garcia. Felix trying to work down that ERA, which currently stands at 8.76 entering today's game. John Garcia, the current batter, is 1-for-2. Singled in the second inning, popped out in foul territory to the catcher in the fourth. First pitch, a ball just missing right above the letters. Ball outside, makes it a 2-0 to Garcia. Was taking you through scores or across the Carolina League. We'll continue doing that here. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning in Columbia as the Fireflies lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 3-2. Ball downstairs, a 3-0 count to Garcia now. Middle of the fifth inning in Charleston, the Lynchburg Hillcats trying to get above 500, sit at 13-13, hold a 5-3 lead over the River Dogs mid-5. Ball four, a walk to John Garcia. Back-to-back Woodpeckers have now reached. A walk to John Garcia gets him to first. Narve Cruz advances to second on the play. Bringing up the 0-for-2, Ricardo Ballo, who has dropped his batting average sub 400 for the first time in a while. 0 for his last six at the plate, has dropped his average to a still ridiculous 389. Ball inside as Felix has now delivered five straight balls. And updates from around the Boston Red Sox organization. Ball downstairs, 2-0. Up in high A as Jason Blanton comes out to give a talk to Johnny Felix, which will give us some time to talk about what's going on across the Red Sox organization. In high A, the Greenville Drive had improved to 12-14 on the season with a 7-3 win over the Asheville Tourist. In double A, the Akron Rubber Ducks take a game from the Portland Sea Dogs, winning 5-4. Sea Dogs now 19-8 on the season. Up in AAA, final score from Polar Park in Worcester. Buffalo Bisons take down the Worcester WooSox 4-2 earlier today. The only Red Sox affiliate, including the Major League team to be playing right now, is Salem, holding a 4-0 lead for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the top of the sixth. Major League Sox falling earlier today to the Philadelphia Phillies 6-1. Snapping their long winning streak, which had stood at 8. Ball 4, and on 8 straight balls, Johnny Felix has walked the bases loaded after a Narve Cruz single led the entire thing off. Bases loaded with one out for Luis Encarnacion, who's 0-for-2 today. Struck out swinging and grounded out to the pitcher back in the fourth. Encarnacion has had some clutch base hits. Fayetteville trying to get on the board for the first time today as the ball misses. That's now 9 in a row for Felix. Big swing and a miss. And I think either the bat or the ball may have gone back and hit Rosario as he's holding on to his left elbow. Seems to be, for the most part, okay. Bases bases are loaded, top of the sixth inning. 1-1, fouled back. This could be a huge strikeout here. It stops the chances of a sacrifice fly or an RBI groundout. What you're really looking for here is a pop-up double player strikeout. Those are best-case scenarios. And a foul ball back will keep the Encarnacion at bat alive. Two bouncing in the dirt. Nobody moves as Rosario did a really nice job of keeping the ball in front of him. Still a ball to work with for Felix as the count moves to 2-2. No pressure to get it in the strike zone on this pitch. Two delivery, swung on and missed, and that's exactly what the Red Sox needed. Second strikeout of the inning for Johnny Felix, trying to get himself out of a bases-loaded jam. And it's up to the 0-for-2 Jackson Lofton to try to bring in the first runs of the day for Fayetteville. Needs to get aboard with two outs. First pitch. Inside and high, ball one. 81 mile per hour pitch from Felix. Called a strike. Lofton watches it go by at 79 miles per hour. Another ball outside. Looked like a slider from Felix. So Noah Dean, who started off the game, his day is done. Johnny Felix, the first reliever out of the pen. 2-1 is fouled off for strike two. Noah Dean today went 5 innings of work, allowed 4 hits, no runs, walking 3 while striking out 5. Really good start for Noah Dean, and has put himself in consideration for the player of the game so far for the Red Sox. Grounder heading over to third, picked up by Coffey, throws to second, in time for the out. The Red Sox get out of a bases-loaded jam. Johnny Felix, a strikeout. Jackson Lofton grounds into a fielder's choice. Mid-6, Salem still shutting out Fayetteville 4-0 on MILB TV and Bally Live. Ronald Rosario stands in. It's a multitude of representation flags on the third base side. Elim Bersanta still on the mound. The ball misses low. Swing and a miss for strike number one. And I believe as we were coming back from the inning, there was an automatic ball called on Elim Bersanta for not being ready in time. So it's a 2-1 count. Grounder for Rosario to third, picked up by Ballo. Throw to first. Bit of a collision between Rosario and Encarnacion, but the out is recorded. 5-3 ground up will bring up Norberto Mexicano. 1-for-2 today, a single and a strikeout. Mexicano waits on the first offering, fouled off out of play down the first baseline. Goes into the seats. And a nice souvenir. A few kids wanted the ball. And I think he's keeping it. Respect the move. I get the idea. Ball downstairs will make it a 1-1 count. To be fair, it bounced up into his section. No kids were around, just more so coming up trying to beg. Grounder to short, picked up by Cruz. Throw on to first is in time for the out. Two back-to-back groundouts to open up the bottom of the sixth. No runs have scored since the bottom of the second when Salem struck for three. A Red Sox win today would split the series between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox at three games apiece. Fayetteville, should they come back to win, would win the series 4-2. First pitch to Simas comes inside. Ball one. Ball outside. Two balls and no strikes. As a final score in that Sixers-Celtics game, 2-0 fouled off. Hooks on top of the pavilion in right field. James Harden hits a last second three as Harden and Embiid combine for 76 points. Sixers win it in overtime, 116-115, to tie the series at 2 with the Celtics. Foul ball for Simas will even the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Nobody on base. 95-mile-per-hour fastball from Santa. One of the fastest we've seen today. 2-2 comes inside. Full count for Carson Simas. A decent pitch for Santa. He came in for relief of Brett Gillis a couple innings ago. Payoff pitch. Hit over towards short into the glove of Cruz. Spin move. Turnaround throw to first. Stretching out is Encarnacion, but makes the play. Three up, three down go the Red Sox here in the bottom of the sixth. Two-thirds of the way through our ball game. Salem leading 4-0 over Fayetteville. To the seventh we go, coming up next on MILB TV and Bally Live. seventh inning about to get underway. Fayetteville trailing 4-0. Sandro Gaston will lead things off. First pitch, a called strike from Johnny Felix, back on for his second inning of work. One interesting thing of note today, Fayetteville, ball comes inside. Fayetteville has had a base hit, a singular base hit, in every inning since the second. Furthest a runner has gotten has been third. That was the last inning in the sixth. 1-1. Ball taken downstairs. Gaston again gesturing, pointing out with his hand that the pitch missed a little low. Two-one. Hit over towards first, but in foul territory, and it will be scooped over further into foul territory by Mexicano. Well, puck drop moments away for game three of the NHL playoffs between the Maple Leafs and the Panthers. 2-2 fouled off. Every other game in the Red Sox organization has gone final, from high A to the majors. Except for our game here, which has been on a delay of about an hour and a half. Expected first pitch was at 3:05, as here's a foul ball. No, in the infield, but pops straight up. The third baseman, Coffey, will come on to make the catch. Gaston pops out the third to begin the top of the seventh. Two outs away from the seventh inning stretch. First offering to Leo Senny Molina, ball downstairs. Molina has impressed out of the nine hole today, 2-for-2 with a double and a single. Swing and a miss, strike one. 91 mile per hour fastball from Felix evens up the count to one ball and one strike. As I mentioned, a day off tomorrow for both teams, as it's a rest and travel day before Fayetteville takes on the Kannapolis Cannonballers on Tuesday night. Salem takes on the Columbia Fireflies. Ball misses downstairs. Fireflies have been really hot. Salem gonna try to cool them off from the Blue Ridge Mountains. 2-1 check swing, appeal down, says yes he did, is first base umpire Shane Sullivan. Field umpire, I should say, but over towards first base currently. 2-2, ball downstairs. Count is full. To Molina, three balls, two strikes for the 2-for-2 batter today. Worked his batting average up over 200, sitting at 203 currently. Payoff just outside for ball four. Drawing the walk is Molina. It's the third walk surrendered by Felix and the sixth walk surrendered by the Red Sox overall. Today, Fayetteville has left seven runners on base, but hasn't had too many opportunities with runners in scoring position. Just 0-for-4 with runners at second or third. Called strike on a pitch downstairs to Tyler Whitaker, 0-1. Ball outside. 92 mile per hour fastball from Felix just misses. A ball and a strike. Okay. 1-1 skips off the glove of Rosario. Advancing to second is Leo Steny Molina, a runner in scoring position now for Fayetteville in a 4-0 ball game in which Salem leads. Tyler Whitaker, the current batter, is 0-2 with a strikeout looking, a walk, grounded into a double play back in the fifth. 2-1, called a strike outside. Two balls, two strikes. Rule that a pass ball in your scorebook if you're keeping score at home. Swing and a line shot towards third into the glove of Cutter Coffee. A heads-up play by Coffee at third base as it went on a line nearly straight into his glove. Coffee barely had to move. Ryan Clifford, due for a base hit, the 341 averaged batter, 0-3 today, and is in danger of losing his four-game hitting streak. First pitch, a called strike inside. Foul ball hooking back and into the concourse, knocking a fan's drink over and rolling down the staircase. It's still rolling. There's a pursuit for the ball. No one can get there until finally it ends up in the fourth row. Swing and a miss. Tagged out is Ryan Clifford, 0-4 today. Clifford has the hat trick of strikeouts, being struck out three times today. Another strikeout for Johnny Felix. It's time for the seventh inning stretch from Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll be right back for the bottom of the seventh on MILB TV and Valley Live. Abram Liendo leads things off here in the bottom of the seventh. Everybody stretched out after the seventh inning stretch as Liendo enters the batter's box 0-2 today to take on Alim Bersenta. Back out for his third inning of work. Gets a called strike. Senta has faced seven Red Sox batters, the only exceptions to that rule, Liendo and Roman Anthony, who stands on deck. 0-1, missing just low. 77 mile per hour breaking ball misses. We'll take you through our this day in Red Sox organization history. Foul ball back and hooks out of play. Today's May 7th, and I think we'll have our furthest flashback this season. 1-2, spoiled back on the third base side. Fan tried to make a one-handed grab, it's deflected, and another fan makes a one-handed grab, getting the assist. But we'll flash you back to May 7th of 1903. Turn your clocks back 120 years. 1-2, trickler up the third baseline. It's staying in fair territory, trying to let it roll foul, and just rolls foul right as it gets to the third base bag. A tough break for Liendo. But Boston, then known as the Boston Pilgrims, faces off against New York. That bitter rivalry begins between Boston and New York on May 7th of 03. Real quick, if you're taking a look on MILB TV or Bally Live, just trickles up the line. Smart play by the Woodpeckers to let it go foul. Just gets over the line as it gets to the third base bag. 1-2 fouled off. But the Boston Pilgrims end up defeating the New York Highlanders 6-2 on May 7th, 1903, beginning the best rivalry in baseball, Boston versus New York. 1-2 outside, count goes even to Liendo, two balls and two strikes. Santa sets, kicks, fires down low. Full count, 95 mile per hour pitch from Santa. Anthony patiently waiting his turn on deck as Abram Liendo gets his swings in. Two seconds to pitch, payoff pitch inside. Nearly sweeps Liendo out of the batter's box as the leadoff man for the Red Sox aboard. First walk surrendered by Santa, and the first walk given up to the Red Sox since all the way back in the second inning. An inning in which, by the way, is the last time a run scored for either side. Salem scored three in the bottom of the second, one in the bottom of the first. We've been scoreless ever since. Swing and a miss by Roman Anthony, who's 2-for-3 today. His count 0-1. Slight lead off first for Liendo. He takes off on a pitch outside. Throw down is offline. It wasn't in time. Liendo beat the throw by a mile. Got a perfect jump on a slower delivery from Alimber Santa. As a matter of fact, Santa has allowed two base runners to the Red Sox. Both have stolen. Miguel Blaise back in the fifth. Now Abram Liendo here in the seventh. Swing and a fly ball hit towards left center field. It's deep and it hits off the base of the wall, high off the left field wall. Rounding third and coming home, Abram Liendo scores an RBI double for Roman Anthony. Make it 3-for-4 today. For the Red Sox designated hitter, 5-0, Salem in front. Anthony with his second RBI double of the day. He now has 3 RBIs as it clanged off the warning track and went halfway up the wall in between the Journey Church and Delta Dental signs. Runner at second base brings up Miguel Blaise. Today, 1-for-2. Chopper to second, picked up by Molina. Throw on to first is in time for the first out of the inning. Roman Anthony now with 3 RBI on the day and a 3-for-4 day at the plate. For those listening at home, right now, the question is, who deserves player of the game? In 5 innings of shutout baseball from Noah Dean, or the 3-for-4, 3 RBI with 2 double Roman Anthony? ball downstairs makes it a 1-0. I have my personal opinions, but if you have a opinion on which it should be, you know what to do. Tweet using the hashtag SalemSoxBroadcast. Called strike downstairs. To Cutter Coffee. Two balls and a strike. Salem has extended its lead to 5-0 with a RBI double from Roman Anthony, who's now standing at third base after the ground out to second from Miguel Blaise. Ball upstairs, hitters count 3-1. Tough to see if there's action going in the Fayetteville bullpen. You would imagine there is. Infield is in for the Coffee at-bat. A swing and a line straight to third, able to get back to third base safely is Roman Anthony as Coffee lines out to his position. A line out to third. Luis Ravello steps into the batter's box 0-2 today. First pitch, ball upstairs. Anthony stands at third. Would need a wild pitch or Ravello to reach on a hit or an error to score. Foul ball will make it a 1-1. One comes inside, knocks the bat out of the hand of Ravello for ball two. Either he dropped it or the ball knocked it out of his hands. If that happened, it would have been a foul ball, but it's a 2-1 count, so I think he just dropped it. Hammer towards right field. It's hooking towards the foul pole, just hits in foul territory off the wall. Would have been one of the longer hits we've seen at the ballpark this year. We know Ravello has the power, and it just hits to the right of that yellow line separating fair and foul territory. Balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch to Ravello outside, count full, as Anthony is standing at third base. An update from the National Hockey League. Game three between the Leafs and the Panthers. Toronto has taken a 1-0 lead. Just 3 minutes into that game in the first period. Ball upstairs, Luis Ravello draws himself a walk. Second walk of the inning. So we'll take a look at that foul ball if you're watching on MILB TV or Bally Live. It was a very well hit ball towards right and just lands maybe a foot to the right of that foul line. Alan Castro, the next batter, with runners at the corners. First pitch swung on and missed by Castro for strike one. An 0-1 to Castro. Salem holding a 5-0 lead, bottom seven. Pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. Could be a big win for the Red Sox as they try to split this series with Fayetteville after dropping the last three. Ball downstairs, no movement from the runners. It's a 1-2 count to Castro with two outs. Runners at the corners, bottom seven. One run is in already. First run to score since all the way back in the second. One-two delivery, ball upstairs. Castro has worked the count back even, two balls and two strikes. Valim Bersanta in a relief appearance is getting up there in pitch count. Two-two. Hit too far upstairs, 95 mile per hour fastball just misses. Full count, three balls, two strikes. The rain that was supposed to last all afternoon lasted for about an hour from 3 to 4 o'clock. 1 second to pitch, and it will be a pitch clock. Oh, no, hang on. The umpire says to reset the clock. Santa now sets, runner goes, swing and a foul ball. On a full count with two outs, you expect the runner to be going. That's Luis Ravello at first. Who has reached one other time today. It was on a walk similar to how he reached one batter ago. Three-two payoff pitch from Santa. High fly ball, center field. Lofton ranges over, reaches up, and makes the catch for the third out of the inning. Salem gets another run across off an RBI double from Roman Anthony. Two runners left on base as we head to the eighth inning. Salem holds a 5-0 lead over Fayetteville. We'll take a short break. Be back for the eighth on MILB TV and Valley Live. welcome you back here to Salem. Narbe Cruz, John Garcia, Ricardo Ballo lead off for Fayetteville. Ground ball for Cruz over to second. Leandro Onda Mexicano for the quick out. Barely gives me time to introduce our new pitcher on the mound. Luis Talavera takes the mound for Salem. Talavera comes in for relief of Johnny Felix. Talavera fires a pitch downstairs for a called strike. Last saw Talavera on May 4th. Ball skips in the dirt downstairs. He pitched an inning, allowed one hit, no runs, striking out one in just his third appearance. This is his fourth. Ball downstairs. Two balls and a strike. One finds the zone despite it popping out of Rosario's glove. Still a called strike by the home plate umpire Dylan Hulsey. Ball upstairs puts the count full to John Garcia, who today is 1-for-2 with a single. Pop out to the catcher in foul territory and a walk. Payoff pitch upstairs. And for the second time today, John Garcia gets aboard via the base on balls. Ricardo Ballo, today 0-for-2. Struck out, popped out to right field, and walked. Ballo now batting .389 with his 0-for-2 performance today. 0-for-6 dating back to last night. First pitch, a fastball for Talavera that finds the strike zone. Oh, 1, ball just outside. For Johnny Felix, the previous pitcher in this ballgame, he goes 2 innings of shutout baseball in relief. Allowed just 1 hit. Grounder heading over to second off the glove of Leandro as it trickles into right field. Taking third is John Garcia. The throw down. Did he get him? He did! Chopped down heading for third is John Garcia. Got a little too aggressive when he saw it deflect off of Leandro's glove. So it's a base hit for Ricardo Ballo. Garcia advances to second on the play, but then is chopped out heading for third. Brings up Luis Encarnacion, 0-for-3 today, a pair of strikeouts and a ground out to the pitcher. First pitch, a called strike to Encarnacion. Oh, 1, back up the middle. That's a base hit, second hit of the inning, and the first multi-hit inning of the night for Fayetteville. Back-to-back base hits as Encarnacion singles. Ballo will advance up to third. Fayetteville has now tied Salem in the hits category with 7 hits apiece. Jackson Lofton, the next batter, 0-for-3. He's batting just .127. Reached on a fielder's choice, struck out and popped out today. First pitch, a called strike. Oh, 1, skips downstairs for a ball. No movement from the runners as Encarnacion stands at first, Ballo stands at second. 2 outs in the inning, top 8, Red Sox lead the Woodpeckers 5-0. Pitch from Talavera, a bit too far upstairs for the liking of Lofton as he holds off for a ball. 94 mile per hour fastball missing, makes it 2-1. 2-1 swung, just catching a piece of it. Nope, that hit him. It hit the shoulder pad. And a hit by pitch for Jackson Lofton loads the bases with two outs. A hit by pitch for Jackson Lofton. Sandro Gastone now comes up in probably one of the biggest moments of the night for Fayetteville. Woodpeckers have not been doing a good job with runners in scoring position. 0 for 6 today. As the first pitch to Gastone misses upstairs, a 95 mile per hour fastball. High pop up behind home plate, hooking back, and just off the tip of the glove, it hit the netting behind home plate. Rosario showed his frustration as he tosses it to the side, and it will be the first error of the night against Salem. Pitch a called strike downstairs at 94. Fortunately for Salem, that does go down as an error as it just popped off the glove of what could have been an out. The good news for Talavera is none of these runs can be earned now. 1-2, called strike 3 to Gastone. It does not matter. Luis Talavera strikes out Gastone looking as Fayetteville leaves the bases loaded for the second time tonight. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Salem gets one more opportunity to add some insurance when we come back on MILB TV. We welcome you back here to Salem. Bottom of the eighth inning, Salem likely their final chance to grab a couple runs. There's a fly ball into left field. That drops for a solid base hit for Ronald Rosario. Rosario, a leadoff single. He's now 3-for-4 today. He's been having himself a sneakily good game. I think player of the game today has to go to Roman Anthony, however, who's 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs and 2 doubles. First pitch to Yorberto Mexicano, a called strike. It's an 0-1 count. With Rosario standing at first after the leadoff single. Pitch downstairs. Orihuela Limber-Santa still on the mound. He's been pitching since the fifth. This is his fourth inning of relief. Ricky Rivera more or less burning his start. If the Woodpeckers were planning on having him start against Kannapolis, it's not going to be till late in that series. Probably Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. 1-1, ball downstairs, misses a 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Santa. Two balls and a strike. Ball comes inside. Three balls, one strike to Roberto Mexicano.